You are now tuned in to the Bold Journeys podcast, bringing you nothing but the best in motivation, inspiration, and empowerment information so you can get your whole life. Shout out to our amazing sponsors, Brownlinx Trucking, your premier shipping and logistics partner. Count on Brownlinx to deliver quality, no matter the quantity. Sense of Satisfaction by Cricut. If you're looking for a place to meet all your fragrance needs, this is it. Buying fragrances anywhere else is nonsense. Shop at scentsbycricut.com. And Creative Juices Printing and More, the hotspot for t-shirts and merch. Your vision is what they create. Don't forget to check out the Heal Girl YouTube channel for weekly prayers and more hilarious and inspirational content. Please note that the views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily the views of our sponsors. Now, let's get into it.
That's right. We are back. Bold Journeys Podcast Summer Sizzler Series. You already know who it is. It's me. It's T, your humble hostess, also known as the Mindset Midwife. Shout out to Jesus, my homeboy. Where would we be without him? Listen. I got another great one for you. I know y'all say I say that every time, but listen, I mean this. I need to introduce you to my sister, my friend, Miss Daphne Nance. This is a powerhouse. I need y'all to know that. Daphne Nance is a motivational speaker and coach who has spent most of her life serving individuals with special needs, from mild to severe and profound. She founded her organization, Loving Life Today, to provide families with support and resources needed to grow and maintain healthy home environments. Y'all, that is important. Do you even have a question why she's here? She's an award-winning special education teacher who is a devoted mother of four, and my girl Daphne is passionate about eliminating self-limiting beliefs and promoting a positive self-image. She's going to talk to you in just a second. Her mantra is, you matter. And if we had to have a message for the show, that's what we want you to know. So help me in welcoming my guest, my girl, Miss Daphne Nance. Daphne, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
I'm so, so happy that we were able to make this happen. So let's let the listeners get to know you a little bit better. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from, and how did you get into business for yourself?
Wow, that's an amazing question. I actually probably started when I was younger and didn't even know it. My parents own a business, and it was actually a goal of my father's for us to pick up the business as we got older. And so from a very young age, I started in the business world. And when I looked at it, I said, no, thank you. That's not for me. Funny full circle we are today, right? Anyways, moving forward, there was a lot of traumatic issues in my life, and there were times when people would say that you would never amount to anything or you wouldn't make anything of yourself. You know, those words are very impactful and they're hurtful. And growing up in the environments that I did when I was younger was not an opportunity for success. You know, in high school, they always have those awards and say who people will be and this and that. And they told me I would be the most likely to succeed. And I believed it. My self-image, my self-doubt, my level of confidence was zero to none. You know, and as I grew up and, you know, we all want to find love and have the opportunity to have those relationships. And, of course, the red flags were there, but I was in so much in love that, you know, I decided to get married and have four kids. And even all the while, even before I got married, there were very big red flags that said I shouldn't get married and get married to this person. But I still did, even against my family's wishes. And I'm glad I did in a way, because it's actually birthed the reason why I'm here today and with the business that I have. You know, there's a lot of people that go through life and don't get the nurture and the support that they need from their families, or even like when they're growing up. And that affects us as parents raising our own children and it affects ourselves as individuals. And so out of leaving my ex-husband of 15 years in an abusive marriage, I decided that I needed to start over and I no longer wanted to live in a hamster's wheel. And that's exactly what I felt. It was just when people are in a circle of abuse, it's just a circle. It just continues to go around and it doesn't stop. And we always say one more time, one more time. And there's very high statistics that people lose their life. And I wasn't going to lose my life and I wasn't going to have my children be without a mom. And so I had to take the leap. And so for about a year, I decided to, you know, look at myself, figure out how I could do things. I'll never forget. I decided to go sign a lease. I had no money for my first portion of my rent and for us to move in. And within 7 days, God did it. I had a check within 5 days. My church had helped out and they went ahead and paid my rent for me so that we could move on and start our new life. So every February 15th of the year, we celebrate ourselves. And since then, I have worked on learning to love myself, hence loving life today. You know, there's so many things that we can accomplish in life or we want to accomplish or we put on a bucket list or we say we're going to do. But there's such a level of procrastination because we're in such a fast-paced society that we don't take time for ourselves. And if we would just realize how important it is that we learn to love ourselves again, then we could conquer the world. And I would say out of my 47 years of life, the last 7 or 8 years since I've left my ex-husband has been the best years of my life, only because one, I haven't repeated the cycle, and two, because I have learned how to love myself, and I am so confident. I love to do things by myself, but I love to do things with other people as well. Hence birthed the business of Loving Life Today, because I want people to understand that no matter where you are in life, you can always make a change. It's one little step at a time, and those baby steps add up. And then you'll look in the mirror one day and say, wow, you've done a really great job. You've really changed, and you learn to love yourself. And unfortunately, we don't take those steps because we're so enmeshed as a parent, be it be a single parent or a person in a violent situation or even parents in, you know, a two-income household, you know, many different places that people sit right now. They're not very happy with themselves, but they don't know how to take the steps in order to change to move forward. Hence, Loving Life Today actually started with You Matter, and it evolved into Loving Life Today because I want everybody to wake up and at least find one thing that they can love and enjoy and each day, and it'll start to move forward to propel them to greatness.
Yes, and you said a lot, but I love what you said about those baby steps, because it's one step at a time, one day at a time, and your organization absolutely has the right name. And thank you for jumping right out the door, my girl, and, you know, giving us that transparent moment, because you are not just a survivor, but a thriver. You lived through a domestic violence situation or environment, I should say, because it wasn't just one instance, and you were able to get out of that knowing that you did matter and that you deserved more, knowing that your children mattered and they deserved more. So tell me a little bit quickly, if you can, about a conversation that you might have with a mom who is in a situation similar to yours. She is finding herself right there, and she's trying to get out.
Well, the best thing that I did was I contacted my church, and I asked for support, or I asked for advice, and they actually had a program, and I had a mentor. And my mentor was faithful. She met me every week. She never guided my directions or my path. She asked me what I wanted to accomplish and how would I want to move forward. And to be honest, people who know me, I'm very time-oriented. So I literally had an index card with everything down to the half hour. And she looked at me and asked me if I was going to continue to be able to live life like that. And I said no. And so the mentor and the support system is extremely important, especially for parents or single people that are in a domestic or in an abusive situation. There's a lot of isolation involved. And always getting the perspective of a really good friend gives you an opportunity to see things in a different manner. So reaching out and just knowing somebody that you can trust that will hold your information to give you a different perspective on the situation is extremely important, because when you're in the situation, you don't always see all angles to it.
Yes, I love that. Being able to lean in to a support system, not just for what's baked right in, support, but also to be able to tap in to a different perspective to say, guess what? No, you're not crazy. No, you don't deserve this. Yes, it is possible to change, right?
Correct.
And we can find more details of your heroic story in your new book, From Princess to Priceless. Tell us just a little bit about your book that was released a few months ago.
From Princess to Priceless is definitely my journey, my story of failure and triumph. It definitely talks about the tragedy or the issues of life that one may encounter. A lot of times we talk about life being a roller coaster. In the first couple of the chapters of the book, you'll find out of my story. But a lot of times books just are of a story of somebody, or you find a book and it's a health help book. What I like about my book and what has been proposed in my book is that it actually tells my story. It also gives you an opportunity to have reflective pieces in it. As well, it gives you an opportunity to learn maybe where you're at and how you want to get to the next step or to the next place where you want to be in life. So I feel that my book actually conquers two aspects within one book, and I really like that idea. A lot of times we just read a book, and it's almost like a cliffhanger, and then it stops. So I like how when you're done, if you follow the prompts, you read the book, and you digest the book. When you look in the mirror, you can say, I love myself, and that's my whole goal.
Yes, I love that. And let me just say, fellas, we know you're out there and we know you're listening. We don't want you to feel left out. I worked closely with Daphne to birth this project. And honestly, if you are navigating any of life's challenges, maybe it's divorce, maybe you feel stuck in a dead-end job and you just want to go to the next thing. Maybe you feel like you are in a hole and you want to dig your way out. I have to be honest, I highly recommend you giving From Princess to Priceless a read, because her story is encouraging and inspiring. And like she said, the prompts that she included there really make you take a look at what is going on with you inwardly and emotionally. And I just certainly appreciate that. Daphne, it's such an honor to have you here today. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. Please tell folks where they can find you online and how they can contact you if they want to just touch base to personally thank you, or to even work with you or grab a copy of your book.
So my website is lovinglifetothenumberday.org. You can also find me on Facebook under Loving Life Today, and then as well on Instagram, it's beautiful_u77, and you will be able to purchase or locate my information there.
Excellent. Daphne, again, we certainly appreciate you, and my prayer is that listeners understand after this chat that they matter and that they can love life today. So, y'all, thank you so much for listening. Share this episode with a friend, and we'll get back to talk to you real soon. Until then, holla!
Be kind and share this episode. Share, share, share. Subscribe to the Bold Journeys podcast on your favorite platform. Want to show the queen some love? Got show ideas? Or want to share thoughts on this episode? Email us at tboldmedia@gmail.com. That's tboldmedia@gmail.com.